Wahlabelela la ubani singena naye uqamisa qamisa uthi msindisi wa waboni hey isichoza lesi Pastor Pinky isichoza lesi
hey isichoza lesi
ya ngibona ubomi ekugcineni msindisi I think in Zulu umsindisi walaba abawonile like sinners
mara ubomi ke bophilo it's life
or in khosa in khosa
oh okay excuse you see my biological my late was khosa
oh
I can't even say a word in khosa are you
really?
See Are you seeing the issues of life?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I have identity issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah. But umyalezo na uzwakele. Yes, but I believe ukuthi uthi umsindisi walabo abawunila ngithi ukuze usindiswe it's because
oh,
you
yes,
are a sinner.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So ubukiwe naye wasibusisa la uthi mandilive hey kusho ukuthi bengishaya khoza manje ngomhlabelelo wesixhoza yebo uthi mandilive izwi lakho Apostle Pinky thank you so much ukuthi uphinde ube nathi lalela la o Pastor Benjutini uthi sisixhoza kalokho
That one is too gifted. I can't compete with him. I've rested my case.
Neke mo bolelele neke ra wena yayibona le nto ukuthi manje ula efonini and then bese ke kungena ama noise ongawafuni. Okay. Yeah, Pastor Pinky, thank you so much ukuthi ke ubuye wabanathi kule ntambama. Sizoqhubeka ngendaba yethu ya last week but get today siqhubeka sibuka ke la the pain and nama challenges oku kuthi ke sibhekana nawo singabantu oku kuthi mhlambe angalethwa yile anointing le esikhuluma ngayo ungababingelele emakhaya before sizongena kule ndaba.
Thank you so much Bahle, woman of God, for having me. Good afternoon, blessed afternoon, kingdom greetings, children of God, rally dumedisa kalina le matla la morena Jesu wa Nazareth.
Amen.
My personal Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Amen.
Uyakhumbula last week kunama comment esingakwazanga ukuthi siwandlulise
ne? Yes, yes.
And then amanye nga screenshot so ngifunana nawo la ukuthi siqale ngawo.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, singibona ukuthi ngiyawathola masinya and then sikwazi ukuthi siwandlulise before sizongena kule discussion.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, isikhathi ke sithi 6 after 4. Njobu wazike ukuthi siyathanda ukuthi si engage nawe uma sixoxa le ndaba yeah ungangena ku 0123341322 noma ke ungene nge WhatsApp ku 0826572729 nombuzo noma ke uthanda ukucomment oh last week kuna la sikshiye khona wathi la aningiphendulanga and angizwanga kahle ukuthi nithini siyakunikeza lelo thuba ukuthi buya ne question yakho buya naleyo comment o mhlambe kunala uthi hay murudi wambayizisa bo
ya rutila rebayiza we are all
yes.
Right to ta ya
yeah mfundisi maybe ngisafunana nale imyalezo le ya last week maybe re highlight nyana ka sene re bua ka sona last week ukuthi laba baba bebangalalelanga bazi ukuthi ke sibuya kuphi nalendaba yeah
Yeah, it's really a good idea gore re catch up because this subject is new every day. It's new to us, it's new to me every day. O ka se re o itloetse. Ha re bua ka anointing, the costs of the anointing, which is also titled ya buka eke kwetsenga 2020. It's available now. Haribua ka costs of the anointing, ribua ka the price. Etlang le anointing, etlang le tlotso, etla le gift ya gago. Modimo a re Jeremiah, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. I anointed you and I ordained you a prophet for nations. So nerere gotsho modimo ha go creator o le motho is because o bone gore gona le something se tshwantse se fulfillege, gona le some kind of purpose e batlang bophelo bo bo carrying a certain gift. So o creator reason, which is prophetic ministry for nations or to nations, then ha purpose ilimo, then o tlo tshwana ke go create bophelo aba kenya gift aba gore e kgone go fulfill this purpose. So when the gift is in you, it tlo tlhoka gore go be le anointing, which is enablement, which is an empowerment, a special oil that comes from God himself. E irang gore gift ya gago e kgone go bereka in a functional, not only functional, in a gape excellent, o kgone go stand out, because like you know the Bible says he has given us fivefold ministries. So some will be pastors, some will be, but even in the office of pastoral, in the office of prophets, in the office of apostles, gona le di specialists. So o ka nne wa nna a prophet, that doesn't mean o tlo nna o tlo prophesy or o tlo execute gift ya gago like prophet number 2 or prophet number 3 or prophet number 4. O krelo lo tlhelele mo office ya prophet mar ha le function ka go tshwana. So that will be now the disparity, which is the difference at least wa ke eng the type of oil e we krelling e itseneng mo gifting e ya prophetic. So that's why Rene Ribua Khori, there's no reason for competition. Even if you can be an apostle in the office of an apostle, even in that 5 or 10 in the same office, it's just the same title, it's the same name, it's the same ministration, but khona le moletlo difarang moteng, you know, because that oil now it's upon you. And another thing Eri mentioning a very critical ke khori, it's unfortunate for when the oil, the anointing comes upon you as a person. Hai tlele gore e tlo go change. It's coming to do exactly what it's supposed to do, which is illumination and empowerment, amplifier whatever you are carrying already. So anointing ha itse go kgetha gore e anoint or e amplify or e excel only good things in you. It touch everything that you are carrying. Hence before okra anointing, okra gift, okra the anointing and the power to execute the gift, utshanetse o simole ka the baptismal of the Holy Spirit, so that the Holy Spirit a separate the good from the bad. We even spoke about the words of Paul, Acts 10:38, and God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, not Jesus of God, not Jesus of heaven. Now the physical, the 100% man part of Jesus. We are born in our own Nazareth. We are born in things. We are born in altars. We are born in darkness. King David says, I was born a sinner. So then it's your responsibility as you get old enough to look for the second womb, to be born again, so that Holy Spirit ahutuse, ho separate, ho ntsha everything that is not of God in you, so that only the good that is in you e kopanile gift inne yone e tshwanetseng e empoweriwe e exceliwe e amplifywe, so that o khone go berekela modimo ka the anointing. Today re tlo thatcha ka gore then if you don't do that, anointing e tlo sebeletsa Satan. Amen.
Yo, ngase ngawafuna lama message wa last week mfunisi but ekugcineni ngiwatholile. Okay,
amen.
There was a message ne from Owen Rock uthi what's the difference between purpose and goal?
Okay, purpose it's purpose ke into utsalwang ka yona. You are born with a purpose. Purpose it's planted more in you by God. Jeremiah, I knew you before. You know? So before Jeremiah Atla, Mudimu planted the purpose, which is an office of a prophet, prophetic gift to the nation. That is a purpose. That is your purpose of existence. But now goalie is from your part. It's from your part. Now, how are you going to execute the purpose? First thing, you remember even when Moses saw the burning bush, during the burning bush experience, the Bible says he saw this and he thought it was, the tree was burning. So, naturally, it's a decision. Clarify this thing. This is your gift. This is your purpose. This is what you are born with. But when you become aware of it, we see Moses, he took off his shoes and he decided to take few steps towards the tree. That's when he discovered, this is not fire. It's actually the angel of fire. This is an encounter with God. Then from there, when you are clear about the purpose, you decide, you make a decision. You make a decision, I'm going to execute the purpose. I'm going to work for God. I'm going to carry it through and make God proud. Then, now, we in kakadi phases. The how part. How am I going to do this? How am I going to achieve this throughout my lifetime? And then that's where you set goals. When you set goals, and the goals itself, to measure your success when you as you go through the process of fulfilling the purpose.
Okay, let's hope uthi uyitholile impendulo yakhe u Owen Rock, and then any question bebuya la kumpho Mpho Motaung ne. Wow, this is so deep. We need to hear more. And, he was just commenting.
Amen.
And, we need to hear more. And may God bless you. Uti, we are educated. Okay, I thought maybe a question.
Mm.
All right, for today, I think, ngama question, mhlampa alandela, azolandela, kule manje, esingena ngayo today. But before ke singena ngicela nje sithathe elincane ikhefu siyabuya.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Pray is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela ku@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho ku WhatsApp ku 0826572729.
You're on 657 AM radio with the truth in his voice.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Yebo, sila sinawe 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Sithole kuwo wonke ama platform. Ngiyabona ukuthi abantu abaningi nowadays balalela online. So kungaba kuhle impela ukuthi usubscribe even na ku Radio Pulpit YouTube channel. Unga download an app on your smartphone, Radio Pulpit app. Radio Pulpit jikelele ilake usithola khona online noma ke ungangena na ku www.radiopulpit.co.za. ZA. Okay, mfundisi, lana sibuka the pain and challenges of life related or inspired by the anointing from conception. So I see unpack mfundisi.
Amen. I want us to know from just our point of departure. We understand the pain that comes with anointing. Haina age.
Yeah.
Right? Haina age. It can start you as a child. Or follow like a pain because of the anointing. And again, we are saying this is testimonial evangelism, and we are going to learn from the life of Jesus Christ as our testimony. Now we are saying, baby Jesus was born. When baby Jesus was born, there was a star that was released from heaven, and that star became aware. The enemy became aware of the star because the star was not stationary. And the star is shining. Stars are shining. So unfortunately, star has a shine. And everybody was born, including the enemy, you know. And that star was following Jesus Christ. It was attracted by that anointing, that mantle, because it was a specific star for specific Jesus. Amen. Yeah. So when now the enemy follow a star, and when we are born, when you conceive a child, you conceive a child with a purpose, and the devil becomes aware.
Yeah.
From that point, that's why really the complication, the pregnancy, really the issues around pregnancy, you can start to have problems. So you know, your relationship is okay. Once you fella got langwana, didn't you change? You know, because now there's an introduction of a star, and even the devil is following the star. So when the devil follows the star, what will you star? What will go? Most satani alinting, konali killing, konali destruction, konali pain, konali stealing. So he will come to steal the joy during pregnancy. He will start to kill the mood. He will start to just to come and steal the relationship because of the star. So we need to be wise enough as people. At any level, at any point, he can come because he's following the star. So that's what we are saying. We are saying mapilarona ashaina ka star, and the enemy is away of that star, and the enemy is constantly following us. He said that to God about Job. Are ke phila ke mosetse morago motho o ke batla go moetsa something, ke batla go motlhakatlhakanya, mara ke khone because of the fire that is around him. So he's actually ha are ke mosetse morago, he is attracted by the star. He's almost osetse what he is carrying. The devil is not interested in your beauty. Khona le bedroom eyes utla attack the bedroom eye. No, he's coming to you and goal ya gagwe ke gore a attack so carrying as it's a, because he's not a creator, can't create anything, but he is there to stand against or to work against what God has created, which is exactly what you are carrying. So that pain is there because the devil can cause pain and again are sitting morago.
Maybe if I may ask, how can we tell the difference maybe between spiritual warfare and natural challenges?
It's really a very thin line, Bahle, because natural challenges actually ki the expression of the warfare, because remember, the warfare can be internal wars and internal conflicts so carrying within you. What like it's an example, you when Mary conceived Jesus Christ, it was out of wedlock, right? And as much as you understand Joseph, but understand it, we are not sure how Joseph understand it. To what an extent? Remember, these people are human beings, but not emotions.
Yeah.
hana tsatseleng a robetse bo se gona papa mari me re kante entle ko wena wa reng gantle gantle. Well, you know, you've made me wait before I touch you, and ka mo pregnant ke ne ke Holy Spirit wa bona gore ke already ke kentwa mo relationshiping. Those are challenges, those are life challenges. And remember again gore Jesus Christ, I carry the star, became like the devil became aware, not only her Jesus at Alwa, but even before. Because Mary unile lidi challenges. Zahore, there was a dragon that wanted to kill the child during pregnancy. She was actually taken to the caves to be hidden there. You know, Hore. Dragon e iska bulangwana. So imagine bahle rona bo mmeratse ba re ha re le pregnant ke 9 months e re demandang comfort. We need our comfort because this thing is very uncomfortable. It causes discomfort even physically. You understand? So imagine o tsantse o fitliwe go di caves eng go abata. That is you suffering physically. Mari you are suffering because of what you are carrying. Actually, the issue is what you are carrying.
What you are carrying.
Because the dragon is what you are carrying. But you alone are like, you are like, you are like, personal. They were an expression of the spiritual warfare that she was going through.
Yo. Owen Ubuilela, uti, thank you very much, Apostle.
Thank you, Owen.
For the answer.
God bless you.
Yes, siyabonga ukuthi sikwazile ukuthi sikusize, Owen. Yeah, kubalekile kakhulu ukuthi uma sixoxa la indaba kube ukuthi we are on the same page. Kusana le motho eleng hore
usalla komora.
Usalla komora. Yes, nawe uma unombuzo siloko siqhubeka nale ndaba, you are more than welcome ukusithumela that WhatsApp unga ngena nangocingo zivuliwe nje incingo zethu ku 012 3341 3 1 3 2. Okay, kunomyalezo lana ne.
Amen.
Uthi, can we agree that the anointing is the most rejected gift in the churches today? Because
sure,
it easily touches the issues of faith to the core.
It's very true. And now on top of the conversation that we had last week offline, Khori, you know, the anointing, the subject of anointing because it's very complex and it's very demanding. It would demand a sacrificial life and sacrificial lifestyle. Because how work at anointing, work at a point of sacrifice. There's something that you have to give away. There's something that you have to lose for the anointing to sit on you. So sometimes batho haba ignore subject because haba tlotsiba or haba understand, but because they understand the price that comes with it, and nobody wants the price. Everybody wants to shine. We want the power. We want to excel. We want, you know, that shine. But we don't want the responsibility and the sacrifice that come with the anointing. So ignore you. And it's unfortunate because how do you ignore mo kerekeng? It's going to cost the cost the anudia kokai, the man of God, the set man. Go start a ministry. That process, it's very painful. Ustatile ministry, you are settling the ministry because the people are there now. You have people in the church who are serving in the church who are very anointed, and Baba Krang anointing every day. So which means whatever they are carrying gets anointed, and they are carrying weaknesses. Tadi jealousy, lady lusty, lady gossip, and kidi worshippers. Baba nke ba root. Those things are getting anointed. They excel in those things. And imagine a congregational leadership excelling in gossip. e excelang in ili excellent competitors. Ba kore oiwan hunter pina oiwan utla, you know, omong unta the very same song with an attitude ya kore.
Yeah, no man. I can do better.
Ke go sa understand because yeah. it can be the same department of worship, same song, but you don't carry the same anointing. Omong utla iwapela ka apostolic grace for deliverance of people. Omong aba opela same song. Pastoral grace because now you have to settle the people and set the record straight. Ha setse batho ba create deliverance. O mong aba opela the same song ka healing grace or ka prophetic grace.
Yeah.
Same song. But people don't understand that.
Yeah.
Because they think it's about competition. You know? But when Peter and John went to the gates of beautiful, but really that guy onanale 38 years actually get that sickness. The Bible says you can imagine khorbatli lebantsibar. We are going there. We are going to pray for him. But there was a time when they descend a moment.
Yeah.
Khore, now the anointing that is needed here. This particular time, ke anointing ya Peter. Then we hear Peter saying, silver and gold, aye. But give mission wa bone ba litu. And the Bible says, people came and they celebrated that miracle. The first person who celebrated was John.
Wow. Khona lo mong mo ntse akena wait ntse akena yeah ungabuya sithathe ucingo lwakho 0123341322 kunomunye umbuzo la is it God? Oh, this one it is very important. Is it God or your pastor who anoint you as an individual?
Okay, we are going back to Jeremiah chapter 1.
Okay, before yaraba ubuyile lo beka phone la ngicela simthathe. Sawubona dumelo semoyeni?
Hayi bahle kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba wena unjani?
Hayi uJesu inkosi yabusa mfundisi wami ninjani lapha?
Ngikhona unjani baba? Man of God.
Hayi uJesu inkosi yabusa.
Amen.
Amen.
Mfundisi wami ukhuluma ngento enzima kakhulu. Ngoba anointing yenza ikhona ukwenza ukuthi nasemndenini bakuzonde bonke. Sibonile ngoDavide. Iprove ukuthi bebangamthandi akekho amcabango uma bathi kufuneka amadodana.
Jesus.
KaJesu. Wababiza bonke wakhohlwa ngaye.
Yeah.
Nanga yale anointing.
Jesus.
Ngisho nasebandleni umfundisi wakho uyakujikela ngenxa ye anointing lapho. Uzondwe ibo bonke abantu enkonzweni abazondi wena inkinga ilethelwa ile anointing lapho.
It's not personal.
Akukho personal ile anointing manje kufuneka siyazi ukuthi konke lokho kuzala kimi hayi ukuthi labantu banenkinga nami inkinga ile anointing. Ngiyabonga mfundisi.
Amen.
Amen baba.
Thank you so much man of God.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah.
That's very true. You become a black sheep wherever you go. And it's not personal.
Yeah.
You know when people cannot handle you or when environments cannot handle you. Remember the Bible says God gave us power and dominion.
Yeah.
And once abuaka dominion that now after power it means he's introducing something else. He's introducing territory. Territorial issues, territorial powers are a dominion over the birds of the air and the fish of the sea. So this is not about the birds, it's not about the fish, it's about the air and the sea, it's about the environment, it's about territories. Because again, go Matthew chapter 10, verse 1, he says it's about unclean spirits. We fight against unclean spirits. So it's about the territory. So the territory and the environment can actually eject you and reject you because of what you are carrying.
Mm-hmm.
So it's never personal, including in the family.
Yeah.
Yo, I wish one day we can have an opportunity to talk about that issue at David, because people don't know why. What was the reason for David to be rejected? They don't know that.
Yeah.
The reason why David was rejected.
Was rejected.
Amen.
Mm. Okay. Arabuelego, a question. Is it God or your pastor who anoint you as an individual?
Yes. You go back. We go back to scriptures, such as Jeremiah chapter 1.
Yeah.
I knew you. I anointed you.
Mm.
This is God.
Yeah.
Before you were formed in your mother's womb.
Yeah.
So khonale anointing ya gore I'm anointing you, khonale activation of anointing.
Mm.
But activation of anointing can still be called anointing. It's up to you to understand these terminologies and understand yourself and understand your weight. So Mudimu orifile protocol in this life, orifile governance, divine governance. There's Elijah for every Elisha. There's Paul for every Timothy. And those are the protocols of this life in this ministry. So Mudimu are feeling on it today. Your Elijah will lift the mantle for you. So we call it anointing. Your Elijah will anoint you. Your Paul will anoint you. But that doesn't mean they are creating this anointing that is in you. You are already carrying that anointing. You are already carrying the gift. But they have been ba ordainilwe ke Modimo gore ebe bone ba batlonang the stewards over your anointing. But by activator and ba go mentor, ba go ruta how to carry this anointing. So we call it gore wa anointiwa. That's how we talk. It's just a figure of speech, but that doesn't mean your anointing emo pastor wa gago. Pastor wa gago wa activate o go thusa ka jeni ya anointing e, but anointing e cultivate in your life, inside of you, ke Modimo himself, as in your spirit man, the spirit part of you, in the predestination dispensation before you were injected in your mother's womb.
Sesa khuluma ngayo le anointing ngoba nginokuzwa abantu abaningi bayisebenzisa lamagama ukuthi do not touch my anointed. What does it really mean? Because abanye bazokwenza izinto ne and then motho asabatla honka accountability yes or accountability the wrong ayenzeng ebe utla do not touch my anointed ogar like yanong ratshusetswa wa understand or no wrong and we have to call you to order or wrong ka to yenzeng.
Is the same thing ya gore wa bona ha motho go kwatisitse bo utla motho are ke tla go rapella like ke tla go rapella ke nna ke tla ya ke le go rapela o tla bona gore go tla etsagalang. We are going back to the same scripture. Jesus himself, he said, he declared the words in Isaiah 61, and the spirit of the Lord is upon me. 100% side of Jesus, oiling 100% man. Oh, acknowledge the flesh. How is that anointing? You become aware of the power in you before you become aware of the fruit of the spirit, before you cultivate the fruit of the spirit in you.
Yeah.
So key issue eo ya gore people ba berekisa anointing wrong. And then ba batle go nka responsibility, ba batle go nka accountability. And it goes again with humility. It can be a statement of pride.
Yeah.
Ya gore wena ya no how touch you are untouchable. Mara how stop go etsa dilo tse di wrong.
Tse di wrong. Yes.
So it's like no, you have to be filled with the Holy Spirit to even be aware of your utterances, especially when you talk about the anointing of God, because we cannot use it as a weapon for vengeance or weapon go heta batho ba ba. Amen.
Author Monaheng Otse, the anointing is given to us and it gives us direction to the high throne of God. The message is powerful. We are anointed for this generation. Uti amen. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Author Munaheng.
Amen.
Gune voice note lana as lalele kututini ukali mambo.
Asibingelele nkosazana sibingelele nomfundisi wethu lapho nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit umsaka 12 indzaba lethi thukothisa.
Amen.
Manje umfundisi ukhuluma nga anointing. Anointing le yokugcotshwa nguNkulunkulu. Iba khona. Ikhona leyo kepha ke inenkinga yokuthi ingakhona ukusebenza kumuntu ngenxa yokuthi umzimba womuntu ungabulungelanga
lokho
ifinyinga nge ufana nembewu ube umoya oyitshala emasimini ifinyinga veli lapha yaya uyabona inkinga yomhlaba loya awukulungelanga ukulungelanga leya mbewu leya mhlawumbe lo mhlaba kufuna ulungiswe ngabalimi balimise bawulungise nemizimba yethu ufuna ilungiswe ukuze ianointing isebenze abantu abaningi bagijimela kule oil bathenwa nge oil kakhulu ongazi ukuthi le oil esilwa namuntu esimamthela ngazo manje ke ngikhane khona manje ukuba ngumfundisi nyana uba ngumfundisi nyana akabe ngumfundisi lo uba ngumfundisi nyana uyabona manje ngila kana siphiwe umfundisi nyana ngoba kana siphiwe manje le anointing kaNkuluNkulu le kamoya engcwele kaNkuluNkulu lehle labapostolo lehle uba kusilinda ngo 1971 ekuseni iyona le ifuna umzimba womuntu ulungiswe le kanti mama ngoba
Kalimambo siyabonga Kalimambo. Okay, kunenye question lana but re tla yaraba ke koparinga hanyane break. Uthi la how does your pastor help you to activate your anointing? Is it by anointing oil? Re tla yaraba ne?
Amen.
Okay. Asithathe na umhlabelelo uzalango Sifiso Ncwani. Uthi kulungile baba. Umagwe tanto yako.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
Hey bazalwane, i crushing process it's not easy. So mhlawumbe ungahlabelela wena lo mhlabelelo uma kuleyo process uthi kulungile baba uma kuyintando yakho. Uyazi uma sikhuluma nge crushing mhlawumbe tsiya akithi gore ke re le dopi. Maybe get example ka le dopi. Ke nge tswang oil when you crush it. Or tlaketse example ka wine
yes
or the grapes
how crusher the grapes
mm-hmm. yes mm. Gore that oil gore etso you have to crush it and I believe ukuthi it's not something elong hore imonate you know so joba sikhuluma kanje mzalwane that pain mhlambe iyenza ukuthi you are in that process
you are an olive
yes so I know ukuthi sometimes hadilo diragala rina le hore re hey mudimo wang punisha mhlambe ubuka impilo yakho ye past uthi hey maybe uNkulunkulu yangipunisha ngenze lokho nalokho you understand kanti uNkulunkulu usebenza ngawe. UNkulunkulu ufuna ukugcoba.
Amen.
Yes. Okay, besine question Lana. How does your pastor help you to activate your anointing? Is it by anointing oil?
Okay, so question khantle moki anointing oil.
Anointing oil. So when it's like that oil, tell anoint.
I'm sure Baba Medi ba aware we don't have all the answers. I get.
Yeah.
Amen. So anointing oil, guys, is a symbol.
Yeah.
That is been given by God according to James chapter 5.
Mm.
Let those who are sick, and that sickness, Mudimu has specified, because even when you are not aligned, in terms of anointing, it's another level of sickness.
Mm.
It can still be called sickness.
Mm.
But the issue ke gore, God has given this symbols and these elements.
Mm.
Udi Allah will, according to his word. We know how about Paul, Lebo Peter, never for this, Gadi hanged chiefly aprons.
Yeah.
As I say apron, Eli hanged chief, for this. We know, Hori, there's power behind that, and there's a carrier of power as well, the vessel who happens to be Peter and Paul.
Mm.
So your pastor will be the vessel that is carrying the grace that you need for your own anointing, and he will be using the oil because it's a symbol and an element according to the word that has been allowed by God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. Okay, Pastor Benji Mutlong, welcome to University, of course, of the Jesus. Anointing.
Amen.
And then go sizo lalela this voice note. Is it a comment or a question? Okay, ngibona a question mark.
And I wanted to also comment on the first voice note, but iri remamele eupi.
Oh, there was another voice note.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
Thank you for the book you have written. Much respect for that. However, why do we have so many of those with this gift? With this gift, aim at cashing up a lot using the church, and why not outside where they are needed the most?
It's still the same scenario. Any reads example kayono khori, people will be using anointing to manipulate others and to take advantage of others. You know, kiko use anointing wrong because you don't have fear of God. How na Holy Spirit? Awa simula ka Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You started ka focus on gifting ya kaho, and you subjected that gift and that anointing to power, and it was activated. Then you became powerful before you developed, before you succumbed your spirit and yourself to the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So you are carrying the anointing without the fruit of the Spirit.
Mm.
Obviously, our fear of God, what we use are wrong. So that is very, very wrong.
Mm. Yeah, I'm jumping now with Apekaya. Maybe a testimony, because when nothing fella. Anointing is not a title. Get a testimony. So people like yanong ba yinka kare title. Well, understand. I'm sorry, Pekaya. You have felt like your pain iqale before you understood I purpose yakho. Mhlambe looking back, uya wabuka ama battles la ukuthi wabhekana nawo, and then kwakwenza ukuthi u realize haribua so it makes you realize, you could say, oh, okay, that is why nohwetsagala so. It means I'm the chosen one, you know, because you know dilo tsa moya man. Sometimes it is hard to be complicated and you don't understand ukuthi kwenzakalani. Sometimes ke bazalwane, the pain that uthola ukuthi iya confuse, uthola ukuthi is the same pain a confirmayo ukuthi yebo bahle, you are called. As you said, Muruti, you know, the devil sometimes, and very we are trying to confuse. Or at the end of the day, we're saying, ulahlekelwe ithemba ukuthi ayi kholento, or uthi why am I suffering like this?
Sure,
we understand. Kanti the time when we tell ukuthi you are suffering, or mhlawumbe ubhekana na that pain, ilesikhathi it's a crushing process.
You know, but I appreciate what you are saying because it resonates with the topic of conception.
Yeah.
Because now we are talking about misunderstandings.
Yes.
Not understanding the process.
Yeah.
Because you don't know. Okay. Mm. So this conversation Yarona, it's more about creating awareness.
Yes.
Remember, awareness is a gift.
Mm.
So we are creating awareness so that people can understand, and we are using this life experiences we identify a little on.
Yes.
And then we are saying according to Proverbs 11:9, we get delivered through knowledge. So let's share knowledge. Conception. I want us to go back to example your baby Jesus, because we are learning from his testimony. He was carrying this thing and he was a child. And now look at the costs, the pain, because it's angry parents are the Bible says una grewa go di synagogues at the age of 10. You know that thing yang khopotsa, there was a time ke lele my son kom sebetseng na ke na crèche.
Yeah.
This is a hospital. I'm going to the bathroom. Please don't leave the room. And he left the room. 15 minutes down the line, I could not believe gore ke nna ke tshwereng picture ya ngwana ke tsama room to room ke botsa gore ha le so bone ngwana so. You know, you can imagine gore the parents tsa Jesus ne di feela yang di lositse ngwana a lahlegile ba sa itse gore o kae. So rona re shebile the good part of it gore people were marveling ka wisdom ya gagwe, but we don't really look at what the parents were going through. Now it can happen to your child, but let's compare the differences gore now Jesus was lost. He was lost at the synagogue because and it became a positive thing because of the way the conception. Arimo comparably just an ordinary child. Jesus was not an ordinary child. I want to address the issue. I agree we're creating awareness. I want to address the issue of conception. We always say sex outside marriage is sin, and we know that, and people know that, even young people and old people know that in the church, but people are still doing that. The question is why? It's because hari unpack this thing in terms of the reasons. We know how God created everything for the purpose of worship. He created sex for the purpose of procreation, and he, as long as it is something that's creating, I want people to listen to me now. He created sex for the purpose of worship. Because he created everything for the purpose of worship. Even that procreation will be worship unto God. Amen. Now, when two people are having sex and they are not married, the purpose of that activity doesn't change. The purpose of this activity is worship. But the question is now, who's sitting there and receive the worship? It's not God. It's the devil. Because this activity of sex outside marriage, it's not done according to the principles of God, within the divine matrimonial covenant of God. So, out of the principles of God, which means the purpose has changed. Some things will never change because this table, they are according to the word of God. The word of God will never change. It will be done. It will happen because people want to do it. But when it happens in marriage, God is sitting there and he's receiving worship. But when it happens out of wedlock, the devil is sitting there receiving worship. Now, who created one another? So when you conceive this child and the worship has gone to the devil, that on its own becomes a doorway. The devil gets access, legal right. Yahu connect alingwana o. And remember, Rileng, the devil is attracted to what? To what the child is carrying. To what the star of the child. Now you are going through that, perhaps where did you pregnancy is a married man? You are going through the situation now. I'm sure Honaliba Tubaba Yang through that now. So or gonnile le di issues tsa rape gonnile di there are issues tse di etsagalang during pregnancy a re bue ge ga ngwana a setsatsetse ga ngwana setse a lemo let's compare him with Jesus who was lost wa bona gore ga ngwana a le gifted the gift in a child can actually cause the child to gallivant ngwana ha khone go nna pleke e one because o ka re akayakwa a ilo berekisa gift e o ka re akayakwa a ilo reason aka gift e so that's why re kra bana ba bang ba tswa ka montlung maybe ngwana ga go o ko brosele ha re bua so maybe ngwana ga go o ko spotong ha re bua so maybe ngwana ga go o ko khoneng o tsuba nyaope because of the gift o divertile from the synagogue to the brothel because everything about life ya ngwana o e controlwa ke satan satan o claimile ngwana o from conception because of the way ngwana a conceived ka teng mudimo we say wait for marriage so that I can bless that sexual encounter so you decide to do that out of wedlock and then gona le the results whatever se setsa galang ka ngwana o as a punishment I need to encourage people today to understand gore even when we do things we will go back to God because we are children of God God will forgive us but there's a thing called consequences you will still sit with this child perhaps ngwana o ba disabled perhaps ngwana wetsang you how na le ngwana how life ya gago ha itshwanele ga ya ga o sna ngwana you are going to go through challenges this is not time for you to hate God This is not time for you to say mudimo go judgele. We are not in the judgment season. We are in the season of grace. So sure. God will give you grace. God will forgive you, but there will always be consequences.
Yeah.
Because batho ba bang ba kwetetse bana ha re bua so. God I've done everything. Question ke gore have you gone to God and asked for forgiveness? Have you gone to the child? And kneel down, ask for forgiveness. Wanake, do you know how I conceived you? You might be going through this because I actually gave the devil permission into your life.
Mfundisi kune voice note lana ke kopa re utlwele before yo satsa ka 3 minutes
la bona ge ya no
okay a rutlwele
greetings man of God thank you so much and greetings to your listeners as well thank you so much mama
Oh,
such a powerful topic, the anointing. Yeah, it's powerful because when we speak about the anointing, we are speaking about the power from on high. You know, the Bible says, touch not my anointed. It's speaking about everyone who has made Jesus their Lord and Savior. All of us, we are anointed, but also, and we have received the same anointing, but not in the same measure. We are not all anointed equally, and also we are not all anointed for the same purpose. Some are anointed to heal, some are anointed to preach, some are anointed to be like a ministry financier. So and also the level depends on also on the seriousness of an individual towards their relationship with God. And also maybe mama also maybe must bring into clarity the difference between gifting and anointing because we can confuse the two as children of God. Some people, because they are highly gifted, they think that they are highly anointed because also a gift, you know, the Bible says a gift can open doors for you and will think that it is the anointing that is opening a door for you. So maybe mama should also maybe bring into perspective for those who don't understand the difference between the gifting of the Spirit and the anointing of the Spirit. So when I said that the anointing is in measure, I'm talking about those who are living a holy life, those who are always in the presence of God. Obviously, the level of the presence of God that they carry will not be the same one as the one who's partial when it comes to the things of God, or the one who's conditional, or the one who is double standard. You know, we have Christians, but these Christians are in the world. These are not the Christians who are deep in the things of God. Obviously, the level of the way God is going to use them is not going to be the same as those that are serious about God. So, yes, and also, you know, sometimes a lot of people, they reject the anointing. Why? Because sometimes the anointing can cause you to suffer. Mm. And then we think that God is not with you. Mm. So maybe also, and by that time you find someone who's operating in the gift. You find that things are happening, people are celebrating them, and they tend to think that the gifting is equivalent to the presence Anointing. Of God. Mm. And because of this one who's suffering, they think that this, the suffering, that it means that God is not with them. So please, Mama, if you can just also break it down for us and bring clarity into that, the difference between the gifting and the anointing. Thank you so much, Mama. Amen. We are learning a lot and we are growing as we learn. May God continue to richly bless.
Amen.
Ke kopa we know them by bona next week, ne?
I thought so.
Yes, because nako high thing, and then ke na hanore it is very very important for re unpack. Okay, and there's another question here. When was Jesus become spirit filled? Was it as a child or as an adult? Na le ngicela we know them. Yes, this is by bona next week. Angazi ukuthi silalele masinya this voice note. Yeah, asilalele sivale ngayo.
Sanibonani ngiyabingelela.
Sawubona.
Amen.
Can I answer this one ukuthi umfundisi akanayo amandla okusiza to activate the gift.
Okay.
Or anoint you to be activated in your anointing. Umoya ngcwele wuyo oyenza le job so that you can be activated. The only thing umfundisi maybe angakusiza kuyo is to give you guidelines in terms of reading the Bible, help you in terms of prayer. Agbone se e. Agnigeze is a lulego.
Stewardship, yeah.
To have intimacy with the Spirit so that your gift and your anointing can be activated. Mina for me now, I'll answer it in that manner.
Amen.
Because it's only God and the Spirit that can be able to do that.
Amen.
Yeah. It's true.
Amen.
Hey, Muruti, send us on this cut so it's valid.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, I need to thank you once again, Apostle. My understanding about anointing is much better than before.
Amen. I am on Facebook. I have a page, Pinky Musume, or Naham Wellness Consultancy. Nacham, like Nacham, N-A-C-H-A-M.
Yeah.
That's our ministry. It's our organization. So people can just drop me a direct message or WhatsApp our office line, especially to order the book, 076-495-3335.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Apostle.
You for having me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Sizoqhubeka next week. Pastor Rayle Khodi Uyeza, uzohlala nawe kusukela manje kuze kuyoshaya lapha u 7 o'clock. Ube neviki elihle, iviki elibusekile. Siyakuthanda laikhaya, and siyazi ukuthi nawe uyasithanda. Uqhubeke usibeke njalo emkhulekweni. Until we meet again next week, same time, same place. Yeah, it's in Pumelanga lomhlabelelo kakhana Mhlongo. Uthini? Uthi moya oyingcwele.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.